This year, free and relevant credit scores will become much more widely available. Sandra Block covers personal finance for USA Today, and she joins us now live on the KDKA Afternoon News.
Welcome, Sandra.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, I guess this is happening for a couple of reasons. Tell us about the changes and how they're going to help us.
Two laws taking effect this year, provisions of a law that was actually enacted in 2003 that gave people access to free credit reports, and the financial reform bill, which you may have heard about, some provisions of that that are taking effect in July. Both are going to have the effect of requiring a lot more lenders to send people a free credit score, and it'll be the score that they used when they consider their application for a loan.
Oh, well, that makes sense. What's taken so long?
Well, it's for one thing, they sell these credit scores.
Right, they're busy making money off of it.
Yeah.
That's the reason why.
There's also been a lot of concern that if what people really want that I hear from is they want to be able to order their free annual report, credit report, and get a score. The argument against that is there's a lot of different scores out there. A score can change. It's a snapshot of where you are at a certain place in time. And so there's been concern that that would be confusing. But what's going to happen now is the score you will get is the score that your lender bought to consider your application. So it's going to be a relevant score. It's going to be the one that the lender looked at when he either turned you down for a loan or maybe charged you a higher rate than the guy down the street.
So, Sandra, tell us how that's used by the financial and banking industry, those credit scores.
Well, they're used by everyone these days, and I think much more so in the wake of the economic downturn because creditors have become so much more conservative in who they give credit to. So they use your score to gauge the likelihood that you'll repay a loan. So, excuse me.
Down, oh, boy.
This is my dog.
Well, you're talking to a couple of dog owners here,
yeah.
Sandra, so
okay.
no problem.
Anyway, so they use it to basically that's the and the good thing about the credit score is all it shows is your history of repaying your debts. It doesn't have anything to do with where you live or how much money you make or, you know, whether you're a minority or a woman or, you know, all it is a numerical measure of your credit history.
You know, until now, it's really been very frustrating. I know as every year I've gone online to these so-called free credit report websites to go. You've got to go through all of these hoops and go to the three main ones, Experian, TransUnion, and what's the other one? I can't even remember all their
Equifax.
Names. Equifax. And they run you through all of these gauntlets of information, and then you think you're getting somewhere, and then you're reminded, oh, by the way, if you want your credit score, we're going to have to hit you up for, you know,
right,
$7.95.
You have to pay for it.
It's really insulting.
That could change. I think there is some efforts in Congress to require them to give you a score. So I think down the road we may start seeing that become much more available. Like I said, what's going to happen now is it's mainly going to affect people who are applying for loans, not just someone who wants to know where they stand. And that's why if you're planning to, you know, buy a house or a car, you may still want to buy your score ahead of time so you can see where you stand and what you need to do to improve it.
All right. Very good information. Thanks, Sandra, for your time this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.